From the best-selling Heroes of History series, Emerald Books presents Harriet Tubman, Freedom Bound, by Janet and Jeff Benge, read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. For information about other titles from this outstanding series that brings history to life, please visit ywampublishing.com or call 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. You Ain't Going Back.
I can't go on, Moses.
Harriet Tubman looked at the fear in Jim's eyes. She had seen it so many times before, heard the panic in his voice, sensed the tenseness of his limbs, and she understood his fear. She had felt it once too, not knowing what lay ahead or how she would make it through, while fretting over what might happen if she were caught. She understood it, but she had learned to overcome it. And that was what Jim was going to have to do. Now was not the time for doubts. They were only 2 days' travel from the plantation, still within range of the bloodhound that would be hot on their trail by now. They couldn't stop. Jim would just have to keep moving.
Jim! We gotta keep moving. Ain't no time to stop and worry. Come on. The good Lord, he's going with us. He'll see us through,
Harriet said, trying to encourage her charge.
No, Moses, I can't go on. I ain't never been this far from the plantation before. But somewhere, somebody's gonna recognize me. I just know it. I can't go no farther. I gotta go back.
Back, Jim? You know what they do to runaways, Harriet said.
I knows, but if I go back and say, Master, I'm sorry, I don't know why I run off like that. Something got the better of me. Ain't never gonna happen again. I'm ready to take a licking for what I done. Then maybe he's gonna go easy on me, beat me and send me back out to the fields to work.
Jim, you know that ain't gonna happen. Master, he's gonna make an example out of you. He's gonna whip you and brand you, and then he's gonna sell you south. Only thing you can do now is keep moving, Harriet cajoled.
I can't. My feet don't want to move no more. How you know we're gonna make it anyway? Plenty of runaways don't make it to freedom. Why you so sure we gonna make it?
I ain't lost nobody yet, and I don't intend to. Freedom's at the end of this road, Jim, and you gonna make it there. You ain't going back, Harriet said.
Well, I ain't going on. I can't. I just can't.
You got one choice, Jim, and that's moving on. I ain't letting you go back. Too many people risk their lives to help you get this far, and I ain't gonna let you go back and have some master beat out of you who they were. So we're going to keep going through these woods and across the river so we can make it to the next station before dawn. I ain't begging no more, Jim. I'm telling you.
A surprised look spread across Jim's dark, moonlit face at the firmness of Harriet's last remark.
Moses, I can't.
Then maybe this will help you, Jim.
With that, Harriet reached into her pocket and pulled out a silver pistol. She cocked the gun and aimed it at Jim.
Live north, Jim, or you're gonna die here.
Jim looked startled, as did the other three slaves Harriet was conducting north to freedom.
I ain't scared to use it on you, Jim,
Harriet said, looking down the muzzle at him, her hand steady as a rock.
They said Moses is tough, and they's right,
Jim muttered as Harriet stared at him. Finally, after a long pause, Jim sighed, and without saying a word, he turned and began walking north. Harriet uncocked the pistol and slipped it back into her pocket. She knew that when they finally made it to freedom, Jim would thank her for not letting him go back. She had pulled the gun before on other runaways whose resolve had begun to waver. And each time, after they had made it to freedom, they had thanked her for forcing them to go on. As they walked on through the woods, Harriet thought back to when she had been a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?